This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for being with us today. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that more than 1.1 million people in this country over age 13 are living with an HIV infection, including as many as 207,000 who are living with it but have not yet been diagnosed. The diagnosis of AIDS today is no longer necessarily the death sentence that it was when the disease emerged on a wide scale in the 1980s, but that does not mean it is not a personal or a public health challenge. Thousands of people will run and walk this Sunday in support of health care and other services provided by the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. The AIDS Walk Wisconsin is chaired this year by Tim Gunn, the co-host of the fashion competition show Project Runway. While Gunn is technically an honorary chairman, he tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North his interest in the field is very real.
I remember only too vividly the devastation that AIDS had on the art and design communities in this nation, especially in the 80s, the advent of AIDS and throughout that entire decade. I mean, there are so many fashion designers, and if I think about my own field, I'll reflect about my own field. There's so many fashion designers who aren't with us any longer, and they've been gone so long now that nobody even remembers them. And it's part of why when young people in particular are dismissive about AIDS and AIDS prevention and are rather cavalier about not needing to practice safe sex and, oh, AIDS won't kill me, I think, good heavens, I reflect upon all those incredibly talented people who aren't here. And these young people weren't even born yet. So these people aren't in their vocabulary. And of course, there are thousands of people who aren't with us. But it's very important to me. And I'll add, I had a partner of 9 years, and I was monogamous, and I found out that he was not. I mean, I didn't find out surreptitiously. He told me. And we parted, and I realized that he may have given me a death sentence. That was in 1982 that we parted. And I was tested for HIV every 6 months for a long time, and I knock wood still that I'm all right. And frankly, he's lucky that he was also. I mean, incredibly lucky and blessed. So it's something that is personal for me and that I feel internally, palpably, and that I become very emotional about. And I spent a lot of time talking to LGBT youth, but if it happens, it could be heterosexual youth, doesn't matter, about practicing safe sex, because it's a responsibility that we have not only for ourselves, but for our fellow human beings. As you can tell, I'm very passionate.
I remember the 80s as well, and what had happened. I was working in the theater at the time, so similar kind of devastation.
Exactly. You know.
Yes, I do. I've lost people to it, but you know, the medical advances, of course, have been fantastic, and people who would have had death sentences no longer do. Do you think that that's the fact that people, a lot of people can keep it at bay with the current medicine is what is contributing to that sort of lackadaisical, laissez-faire attitude in young people?
I do. I completely agree with you. At the same time, do you really want to be ill? And the treatment is very expensive. So it's not like taking an aspirin. It's quite an arduous ordeal to go through, and one could spend one's life going through it.
And people do.
And people do, exactly. So if this is an accident, if this is something that catches you off guard and disarms you, it's something that is tragic. But if it's something that you stare in the face and basically say, I dare you, or not me, I think it's irresponsible.
So how do you use your position, your basically celebrity position at this point, to get that message across to people? I mean, what kinds of things do you say to get people to kind of wake up and go, wait a minute, you can't just take a pill and make this go away?
Right. Well, I mean, basically, I say exactly what I've said to you and your listeners. And I hope that hearing it from me, with my voice, at least allows these young people to listen. And then it's up to them what they do. I mean, I have a refrain about most things, and it's a refrain that I used in my classroom when I was teaching. I can't want you to succeed more than you do. So it's in your hands now. And but at least you cannot say, no one ever told me.
Well, you could say that, but you'd be lying to yourself and to everybody else.
Yeah. And a lot of people do. A lot of people just operate under a delusional cloud.
Do you find that people still think of it as a gay disease?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we know that it's not, that it can capture anyone. But yes, they do. And there's still a social stigma associated with it, where people think, well, those gay people deserved it. They brought this upon themselves, which is horrifying, absolutely horrifying.
Yes. To me, it's so distressing to read that and to hear that in this day and age, it's been, 35 years since first knew what this was. And that was debunked very, very soon after we finally identified what it was and what was going on.
Bonnie, do you disagree? I'd love to hear a rebuttal.
So would I. I was hoping maybe you were saying, because you're more on the front lines of it than I am, I was hoping you were, you know, you'd be able to say, well, no, you know, people are really not thinking that way anymore. But
they do, regrettably. Yeah.
One of the reasons you get to do this sort of work, not just because it's your passion to, you know, to bring the message out to people, but the celebrity that you've achieved through Project Runway kind of allows you to do it at this level. And I wonder about the balance that you have to strike between the desire and the wanting to do good and to affect change, as well as balancing your need for privacy.
Well, I thank you for the question. That's very thoughtful of you. I'm very selective about what I do. I certainly don't say yes to everything by any means. And I don't say yes to all AIDS prevention events or charitable causes. I'm very selective. And I will add, I have a busy schedule, and I don't want to sound selfish in that regard, but these are work-related issues. I mean, my busy schedule, certainly not me taking vacations. So I'm thoughtful and selective in what I choose to do. AIDS Walk Wisconsin is something I feel tremendously honored to be part of, and I'm so proud to stand with Wisconsin in their fight to help prevent AIDS, because Wisconsin has been one of, if not the most successful state in the nation when it comes to AIDS prevention.
One of the things I think makes you such an effective spokesperson is you mentioned teaching before, and of course that's what you did at Parsons before Project One Way hit. But even on the show, you are a mentor, you are a teacher, and that seems to be a role that fits you really, really well, whether you're talking about AIDS and trying to get that word out or whether you're telling a designer that a design really isn't working. Did you always find that was a role that you were comfortable with, or is that something that's come with age and experience?
Oh, it's definitely age and experience, most definitely. I mean, when you think about it, I've spent 29 years in a classroom. I never dreamed I'd be a career educator ever, and teaching was not something that came naturally to me. When I first began teaching, I used to throw up in the school's parking lot, and I would shake so badly in the classroom, I have to brace my back against one of the walls to keep from toppling over because my knees were shaking so badly. And it was a long period of maturation and trial and error and an experience. And I feel very proud of it. And I'm glad I went through all those difficult times and hard knocks, because they helped form who I became. And I still feel that I'm evolving. There are times when I have difficulty reaching a designer on Project Runway, for instance, as I did in my classrooms at Parsons. And I say all the time, never assume that one approach is going to work or that a single approach, I should say, will work. Every individual is different and requires a different approach. I mean, the commonalities to my mentoring are fairly basic. I mean, I have a very Socratic approach to it. I pummel people with questions. I need to know where you're coming from, where you desire to go, and what you're trying to achieve. And then I help you step back and evaluate your own work to see how well you're actually doing that.
I would also say that you bring something else to it as well. And I only know this from watching you on Project Runway, because obviously I haven't seen you in a classroom myself. But you have this very avuncular way about you, so that people seem to feel that you're really, really listening and that you care.
You're right, I do.
Yeah, and it comes across. And I think that's a great part of your success, and that where I think it also works, you know, with the AIDS walk or with whatever you're putting your energies to. And it surprises me that you were so frightened by that, because you seem to have such a natural talent. Not everyone does.
Well, you're very kind to say that. I mean, part of the beginnings of my teaching, I mean, it was the last thing on my list of what I would be doing. And I had a sculpture studio in Washington, D.C., and I was putting food on the table and paying rent by building architectural models for three architecture firms in Washington. And then one of the two fabulous, incredible mentors I had as teachers when I was an art student called me to say that she needed an assistant teacher for a six-week high school summer program course, and she wanted me to be that assistant. And I was so flattered. I wasn't about to say no, but she was the leader. She was in the classroom with me. I was never there alone, and I was a good follower. And she called me a number of weeks later to say that one of the regular faculty members in the school had an illness, and she wanted me to step in and teach this course in 2 and 3 dimensional design. And I, of course, wasn't going to disappoint her, but that was the course that really got to me. And I was about 2 weeks into teaching, and it was a course that meant 2 days a week, so we'd had 4 classes. And I went to her and I said, "This is not working. I'm physically ill. I'm miserable. I can't sleep at night." I said, "I don't know how I'm reaching the students." And she said, "Well, I've talked to your students, and in fact, you're having a very positive impact upon them." And she said, "I trust that this malaise or this condition that you're dealing with will either cure you or kill you." I thought, great. And she said, "I think it's going to cure you." So, that, I mean, it did eventually.
Yeah, I was going to say, but and thank God she was right. Yeah.
Yes. And I have to say, her teaching style, and this is an incredible woman from Wales by the name of Rona Slade, and the other teacher I had, who was such a wonderful mentor, was an incredible guy by the name of Bill Christenberry. And I ended up basically channeling their style and their method and their approach, and their words and their actions really resonated in me when I was preparing for classes, and certainly when I was in the classroom. It's so important that we each have a mentor or mentors. I think they're just critically important to help in helping to form us.
And it's so nice that you're able to do that, and that you're also able to take that into a larger classroom, like coming to do the AIDS walk, you know, where you're not in a classroom per se, but you're still in that method of saying, "Let me present this to you and let's have a conversation about this."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're very similar.
Is this the first time you're going to be in Milwaukee?
It's not my first time in Milwaukee, no, but it's my first time being part of the AIDS Walk Wisconsin, and I'm very excited about it. And I have to tell you, I love Milwaukee, so I'm ecstatic about coming back.
Well, Tim Gunn, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you today. I can't thank you enough for your time.
And I thank you also. It's been a pleasure.
Tim Gunn is co-host of the television show Project Runway. He's serving as honorary chair of AIDS Walk Wisconsin, which is this Sunday morning, beginning at the festival grounds on the lakefront. He spoke with Bonnie North. Keep listening. Next on the program, a fellowship program aims to keep public interest journalism alive and well in the 21st century. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.